Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
All right, we are joined by Booger McFarland, who is with Joe Testator on Monday Night Football. Booger, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
We're suffering in Denver, Booger. It's a pit of misery here in Denver with the Denver Broncos. Have you spent much time looking at our team?
Yeah, I've done a little bit, man. I expected more out of the defense. We knew the offense was going to be a struggle, but definitely expected a little bit more out of the defense.
Booger, if you were to look at that Colts defensive line and say, well, there is a guy that the Broncos have to stop in order to be successful on Sunday, which guy would it be?
Well, I think it's got to be Autry. You know, when you look at the interior pressure that he can create inside, I think that's what it comes down to. You know, I understand, you know, we all like to look at the flashy defensive ends and how they rush and all that good stuff. But ultimately, when you can get pressure from the interior of your defense, that really makes your defense a very formidable one. So I would say Autry and Cam Hunt to a certain extent, but I would definitely go with Autry.
Booger, the Broncos just traded away Emmanuel Sanders to the 49ers, and I guess that kind of led us to a point where you got to make a decision. Are you rebuilding, or do you feel like you can still win? It would appear the organization thinks they can still win. Curious your thoughts. Should the Broncos trade a few more players, or do you feel like they're close?
Well, I think that's up to John Elway. I mean, I don't think that you can say you're close based on how you've played so far. And so the question to me is not, are you close? The question is, how deep do you want to go down this hole? Like, do you want to go through a fire sale and sell everybody? Or are you trying to take some of your younger players and develop them? In other words, when Drew Lock comes off of IR, are you going to play him and start to develop him and get him ready for next year? So to me, that's the bigger issue. I think the Broncos franchise is too prideful to do something similar to what the Dolphins allegedly are doing. I think you got to stay competitive and you got to develop for the future. Like, if you're not going to win this year, I think you got to get the quarterback ready sooner or later, because I think we would all agree that Joe Flacco is not going to be your quarterback in 2 or 3 years.
Booger, come on, man. Keep it real with us. Do the Broncos have any shot against the Colts?
As long as you can play defense in this league, man, you got a shot.
Come on,
it's
man.
Football.
Don't play. Don't play with us.
I'm not playing with you. It's pro football, you know? I mean, everybody's got 196 point whatever million dollars to spend. So, you know, anytime you have good players, and the Broncos do have that, they just don't have enough of them, and enough of them playing consistently well at this time. I think when you look at Denver guys, like, I watched the game against the Chiefs, and I think when you look at that team, I think you got to make a decision with Garrett Bowles at some point. Are you going to continue to invest in him at left tackle, and more importantly, the entire offensive line? You know, Rick Scangarello is coming in kind of with the Sean McVay zone scheme. I like Lindsey, but are you committed to that running scheme? Cortland Sutton is definitely a big time player. He's got to continue to get better, be more consistent. I've been really disappointed with their defense, though. And I think if you would ask Coach Fangio in a private moment, he expected the defense to carry the team, especially early on until the offense got going. And although they've been good, just not consistent enough.
Booger McFarland is our guest. I just got to ask you, because I don't know. How did you get the nickname Booger?
I was 2 years old, and my sister is 6 years older than I am. And, you know, when you're young and you're, you know, you got siblings, you guys tease each other all the time. Well, I was no different. And my sister would always listen to things that my mother said about me. And she called me a booger, and she called me some other things. And, you know, most of them I can't repeat on the air right now. But my sister heard the booger, and she used it. And, you know, friends would come over to, and as we were growing up, and she continued to use it, and they picked up on it. And, you know, the high school coach picked up on it. And, you know, after a while, I got tired of fighting it, but I knew one day if I was lucky enough, I'd go to college, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'll leave it here in my small hometown.
Yeah.
And I get to Baton Rouge, and the first tackle I make in the first game, the PA announcer comes on and says, talk about Booger McFarland. And I was like, I'll be down. And I'm like, how the hell did he find that out? And so that was September of 1995, and I stopped fighting it that night.
Well, man, it's... Hey, it's probably a blessing, right? I mean, it's probably a great gift for you in terms of your life. I assume you look at it as a very positive thing.
It is. It's who I am, man. I wouldn't change it. You know, when I got in TV 5 years ago, people would ask me, they're like, well, what do you want to go by on the air? Like, what do you mean? Or are you going to go by Anthony or Booger? I said, well, here's how I distinguish the two. People that don't know me call me Anthony, and usually I don't answer, so I don't want to be on the air and the studio host say Anthony, and I look at him like he's crazy.
Yeah.
So I said, we're going to go by Booger, man. I've been called Booger since I was like 12 years old by everybody, and away we go. You know, and again, you know my philosophy. Some people like it, some don't, but I enjoy it, so that's really all that matters.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate your perspective. By the way, we have some a very good mutual friend in Peter Burns, who's a great dude, and it's really great to catch up with you, Booger.
Anytime. By the way, if you want to get Peter Burns fired up, just call him or send him a text and be like, man, I think this LSU team's overrated. You will have the only from him.
All right, bro. Thank you, Booger.
Thanks, Boog.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.